when it's getting hard. Train smart, eat smart, rest smart, keep your mind sharp. The main part, no more excuses, fresh start. Deep breath out, don't you dare to lose your heart now.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Reverse Your Mindset with Coach B. Hi, I'm Coach B, and I would like to introduce you today to very important issues for me, because usually I'm making the mindset podcast, Reversing Your Mindset podcast, when I have something to think about and talk about, and sometimes it's really difficult for me to put this in the right place. Like, is this more about physical, is more about fitness, nutrition, or is more just about mental health and being yourself and going somewhere where we think we want to be. But today I decided to do the mindset one, because many people sent me messages, and you know, it was so nice. I got even flowers from my friend from Burn Island, the lady who used to take care of my my daughter. We're still like in good contact, and I would like to like thank you her for this, because that was the moment when everything with the podcast get out. And I'm not sure that you know, because I usually don't talk. I do talk a lot about the stuff, but I do not like to, I don't know, I just don't like to talk about my struggles. But it doesn't make me like, for some people that would be their struggles. For me, it's just like another step. So my mindset, which I'm trying, you know, encourage other people to go by my mindset, but not like crazy, because it's a lot of work to actually get in the way of my mindset. I think it's not complicated. It's very, very logical. First of all, I'm sure is a positive way of saying things, and is a positive way of approaching life. I will say this about myself, like, I'm quite positive. Last episode was with a psychologist, with Anya. That was inspirational corner that I'm sending you, in case you skip this episode. It's really good. It's about the anxiety. It's full of good advices, full of understanding the problem and trying to show you that even people that fully understand the circumstances, the place, the people, the other people feelings and their own feelings, and they have enough knowledge to actually don't have any problem with themselves. They still do suffer from some mental health issues. And I'm not telling like some to actually be very loose about this and don't respect other people's health issues, because I do have my own. But every day I'm trying to get up, and more or less what I would like to perform in the day, I try to stick with my list. I won't say like everything in my life what I'm doing, It's all good. For example, maybe stupid for someone, okay? We do not have a dishwasher, because I decide like I don't want to have a dishwasher. Is, you know, anytime when I'm buying some nice cutlery, you know, I need to wash it by the hands anyway. I cannot put the knives in the dishwasher as well. So basically, I still finish with washing the stuff in the sink, which I actually hate. So what is the reason for me to have the dishwasher and do the half job for me? And that another job is on me anyway. It might be better, but knowing me, I'll finish anyway to dumping the stuff that I cannot wash in a dishwasher in there. Because, you know, it saves the time. And then I forgot about, you know, destroying my my cutlery, my plates, my mugs, and everything is like washed off because it saves me the time. But then things are getting broken and I get really frustrated. So what I decide, I just, when it breaks, I'm like, that's fine. I'm going to do everything by the hand. And of course, it's just a bit more job to do, but at least the stuff what I'm washing, it is clean, which for me is just main reason of cleaning the dishes, right? You want to clean them, you want to wash them, you want them that will be nice and fresh for another time when you want to put your food under. So I have moments like I absolutely hate it. I just look at the sink and I'm like, I cannot do it. Why I don't do this to myself? Why I do not have a dishwasher to do stuff for me? And then I remind myself all, of course, reasons, you know, why I made a decision like this to not have this dishwasher in the house. I know it's 2022 and I just decided like I cannot do it anymore because I think it's not good for environment as well. This all stuff, you know, sometimes these chemicals are so strong that I could taste it, and especially in the glass cups, you know, I've got for my kids, the cups, I got them on Amazon. They have like it's like a cup with the hole, and then you put the straw, and this is like a glass, and have this all plastic, and is it not plastic? Is this like, I don't know, probably some kind of material close to plastic, but it's nice and soft, and it's like a just cover for this glass to not break it. And to be honest, I think I have them like 3 years, and some of them broke, of course, because, you know, I have a kids and I know how it is, but because they have this cover, this plastic kind of cover, then it's a less chance to break it. Plus, it's much more healthier to drink from the glass, and it's more recyclable, you know, because they're just melting this, and here we go, we've got another glass, than this plastic that just is all over the place, and we all seems like to kind of care about this, but I don't want you to you know, think like I am ecological person, right? I know I'm not gonna now to tie myself to the tree, or make some, you know, Frida Wheelie or something like this. You know, I'm not desperate for ecological attention. I think we all understand a lot, and I hope so people will find themselves in this ecological way, take care of Mother Earth. Even we know she can rebuild herself, but I should feel like we should be better with this. And honestly, this so much plastic drives me nuts. If I will have to let my frustrations out today, which I don't want to, but it's just a reversing your mindset podcast. So I would like that you will have some thoughts after this, and you will have some knowledge to think about. I just want to point on you that you will start to think as well, and maybe, I don't know, spread that further, share this, and we should all basically understand how to not only take care of our self-care, you know, which is really important. And we do talk a lot because I think it's because of the 90s, you know, 2000s, you know, when the technology basically blow so much that I think like we all just walking wires, you know, we just even try to be wireless because it's much better, you know. Cables are annoying. I'm still waiting for my Bluetooth mic that is coming actually from Latvia. You order some good stuff, but yeah, I'm on a cable, still recording the stuff. But like the headphones, of course, headphones are much easier when they're not wired. We feel free. It's better for a sport. It's much better when you're going to the gym. Only one problem that I have with the headphones, I have a small head, and I need to wear the hat to fit my headphones because even hats are too big on me. I don't know. I tend to be so smart, intelligent, and, you know, I read a lot and I think like my brain is working fine, but the size of my head is just, I don't know, small. It's just, I have a small head. I'm not a big person, you know? I'm not the big person, but I do have a big heart. And that's another thing that I would like to talk to you about. A part of, you know, sometimes doing or making life choices or going in a directions that we don't want to go. And every time when we're going there, we feel like, that's it. I cannot handle anymore. And as much as okay to just buy the dishwasher, if you don't care about, you know, this all good cups that you have, and or you're just using one cup and just wash it, and you know, you don't have ADHD like me, and then I have a 20 cups, and even from yesterday, it might be weird, but I finished my tea from yesterday, as it will be massive waste for me, even with the tea. It doesn't matter, you know, tea is a tea. Coffee is a coffee. I can drink the cold coffee as well. But talking about the changes, I think sometimes in a life we face the moments that we really wish for a change. Like we seem so broken, so sad, like we're running on the last nerve. I'm always calling this on the last nerve. And for the people, all the people that I'm talking to, and they listen to me, and coming back to Anya, because what she said to me when I start to talk about it, making podcasts, and I said, like, I would really love to that you will talk in my podcast, because I need professional to explain people how things works. So the anxiety was the good motive. I've never thought about anxiety because for me, anxiety is so obvious. For me, anxiety is just, I've been born with anxiety. So I do not even think about this. For me, anxiety is just the stage of my body. My body is always tense. My body is always sweaty. My body always needs to stress about something. And then I need to tell to myself, listen, shush. There's nothing to stress about. That you're alive and you have things to do and you want to do them. And you need to get out and do this because you decide to do it. It's not the way to go back and do what? What, not to do this dishes? Dishes just are, you know, you can do them in the morning or you can do them later on. There's plenty of time to do the dishes. But how about your dreams? How about chasing this little child in you? We'll go back to childhood, what we're thinking to do as, you know, as a creative child and child with hyper brain and ADHD, and I've never sit anywhere. As I said, I did so many things, but it was last year, March, when I start to have a things like, you know, I was already, you know, I was coming for 31 years old, you know, and this is not like I'm counting, you know, how old I'm getting, or, you know, this is a time for this or that one. But I had my own plans in the life, and as much as push my career to grow my kids, and I came here, and that's already going to be soon 11 years in Scotland. I spent here the most of my adult life, right? But this is what I want to do as a child, and I believe I've been made, I've been created to create this, and I will say, like, I've got a really, really big talent is writing, okay? I do write. Finally, I'm gonna make a blog, right? So for me, this is just my dream come true, because as forever, I want to make a blog. I was writing a lot of diaries. I've got, I think I've write more things than I said. And as you can see, I'm a very talkative person. But believe me, if you will see all my notes with the short stories, the books, I've wrote 3 books in a 6 months, because that's how I feel like I need to do it. And I've got an urgent need to write, okay? This is like being, you know, I don't know, some people have got an urgent need to drink, for example, because you're thirsty, or people really wants to go for a run. Some people get this feeling with physical. I think Route 24/7, he's this person, like, he's got an urgent need to just let go, and this is the time to move to the gym, and he can do it. As much as I'm the personal trainer, and I do walk a lot with my dogs, you know, at least it's 2 hours a day. I've got a half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening. Now it's just a bit cold, so, you know, I walk them less in the morning and in the evening. But in afternoon, after when I'm doing the podcast or writing, I'm going for a walk, 1 hour walk, and then I'm picking my daughter from school. She's always happy to see me. And I'm happy that she's happy to see me, because, you know, it makes my day when I do sit, you know, a few hours on my own doing the stuff, cleaning the house. I did a little bit of Christmas shopping today. I don't know that you know, but in Dunfermline, in Kingsgate, is a handmade stuff. And I got so much handmade stuff there, like, I cannot wait to give it for a gift to my kids, basically, because that's what I got for them, for my kids. Now, who I'm going to give it to? You know, the new books and the stuff. My kids are not listening to my podcast, so they're not going to know. It's going to be a big surprise. But yes, I'm telling you, go there. Because it's so nice. You have there the lady with the wool. She's making the hats. Oh my God, how many little shoes. You know, if you have a newborn baby in a family, just go there. There's like a little jumpers, the little blankets. I got the scarf for my daughter. And I'm making the stuff with the wool. But I said to the lady, like, oh, you're counting the rows. I do not count the rows. And usually the stuff that I'm making is just or too long, wrong shape. It's just nothing aesthetic about this. You know, I do this from the passion, you know, to take my hands away. And of course, I'm fast in everything. And I even buy myself the counter, you know, above the counter for a rose, I forget to use it. So I decide, like, it's no point to fight, like, I can do it. But last time, I totally forgot. I've been doing this, like, I think 7 months, 2 years ago, I was doing this. And I said last time to make the blanket, I'm like, wow, how to start? My head blank totally. Like, I don't know what happened, because I wouldn't say, like, I have a massive skills about this. But the basic one, I could do it. But then I said, and I forgot how to do it. I'm like, what the hell? What the heck, Paulina? How? Unfortunately, I didn't find the answers what happened. And now I even said to myself, oh, maybe some motivation from this lady, and at least I will make the blanket for the cats, because my Felicita, that she was in a few podcasts and I was talking about her, she brought me the six kittens, and one kitten is away with Rue 24/7. It's only one boy. It was the five girls. Unfortunately, one, you know, didn't make it. I think it was as the weakest one made it, then the second weakest, because she's a little cat. She had six of them. So as much as we're happy that all of them are born properly and they're out and they're not dead, because last time when she brought me the babies, one unfortunately didn't make it, which broke my heart, because every time, you know, things like this happening is just, you know, heartbreaking. But for me and for the kids, it's just the way of accepting how the life goes. So when I was a little, and my parents, they've never, never, ever want to give me a pet, okay? I used to have a dog when we were living in a house. It was like not the village, but I would say off the city. So it's just like a little bit, you know, on the city borders, okay? And that's how I call it. So it was like a kind of little village next to the big city. So it was like Oakley or Blair Hall and the places like this. And then we have a house, and someone gifted the dog to us. I don't even know from where this dog came, or it was there. I have no memories about this, because I was like 2 years old. So I know we had dog, and she died because she had a cancer. My parents had to put her to sleep. And when I was four, we moved out from them, and we never had a dog anymore. So I guess it was somewhere from the village, maybe older dog, or we were renting. My parents were renting the house, so I assume it might be the dog from there. But that was only one thing, you know, in my life, alive, okay? And you know, many people call me like I'm antisocial. You know, I need to socialize, and I heard so many things, okay, about myself, even like, how the hell are you there? You know, my not socially being social, not being out there is a choice, okay? I have much more plenty things to do that I enjoy, and being somewhere with someone that it doesn't give me any feeling or any kind of good vibes, or oh, I need to dress up, I need to go, it's cold, and I have plenty excuses. This person is not worth it for me to see. But when I'm popping to some of my friends just like this, you know, hi, it's me, it's a lunchtime, you know, that's usually how I spend my late lunchtime, especially Thursdays or Wednesdays. That's my favorite time to visit my people. Sometimes I'm disappointed because I'm going like today to my friend and he's not there, you know, and I got him a little thing as well for Christmas, and I really want to gift him today, and I was like, oh, that must be a God finger, like I need to wrap it properly and just give him next time when I'll be there. But that's me. I do social. I do a lot. I hate doing shopping. I don't know how many people love to do. Maybe we should do some survey, because if everything will be, you know, coming to me to the house, especially food shopping, it's just such a waste of time. Doing this, picking this up, going in a till, putting this bag in a trolley, from trolley to the bags, from bags to the boot, from the boot to the kitchen, you know, from the kitchen, from the bags to the cupboards, to the fridge, then you need to cook from it, and then it all needs to make sense, and it's too much for me. Like, you can tell me, like, I'm very, as much I try to keep myself in a real life, as I call it, because I like to be in my creative world. I like to be inside creating stories, because, you know, I'm not talking to you, and I'm, you know, kind of fitness guru. How funny it sounds, honestly. Come on, let's laugh at this, because it's fitness guru. It sounds like I don't even know. I do not even have a fitness guru, I think. I used to like Sean T a lot. I mean, I still like him so much. I do not work out with him. I used to work out with Melby as well. She used to be such a guru, a fitness guru for me. And then I think I become my own fitness guru. Like, I know the best what I need to do, but I can't be bothered, right? This is another pair of shoes, to be honest. This is something, like, I know it will be good for me, but I need to find myself in it. So many times I was treating the exercises like, oh, this is like totally separate, right? But then I found the solution of going outside with my dogs, walk them, and basically works the same. I have much more oxygen taken. I do walk, so I move. I will do some lunches in the meantime. Plus, I have a husky, so walks with huskies are quite fast walks. Three of us are very fast walkers, I will say. And they're cute, you know, they're just annoying children, but I love them so much. And I do enjoy the walks with my dogs. And if I will have to choose and say to myself, now I'm going to go to the gym, then I'm going to walk them for an hour. And this is already for me activity. But some people like to get more activities even than me. So this is okay. This is okay for me to do my dishes without the dishwasher because it's a choice. And what I'm trying to tell you in every of my reverse your mindset with Coach P, I want to tell you, like, everything in a life is coming with the choice. This is not your circumstances that you've been put into. Life is changing all the time. You can, of course, change every time. You can choose your ways. You can push yourself in a deep end of swimming pool and try to get up back and swim somehow to the other side. You can start reading about this, getting the knowledge. You can get someone to teach you how to swim or how to dive. Or you can teach yourself by just practicing this and feeling how your body feels, right? None of this is bad. The way how you discover the topic is just only your way of finding the way for yourself. As I'm saying, what it will be good for me, it doesn't need to be good for you. But as I always say, to you, living on your own and you're responsible for yourself, it's much easier to make any kind of risky choices or going for your dreams. I do have a kid, and this is not like blocking me point, but this is the point. As much as I would like to dive in a deep end and just, I'm here, you know, hear me out and please let me talk. Get your attention, please, and get out there. I need to do this bigger bite. And I need to more stop myself. Even my personality is just, let's go. But I need to stop myself because I attempt to burn myself. And if you know what burnout is, especially if I'm getting, listeners from any kind of artistry, creative world, and people that they have, you know, that they hate real life and they should find on them way people that they're going to help them to earn this money from being creative, and many, many people hiding them art at home. That's what I'm telling you. Please support people that they love to do something. Because yes, maybe the blanket will be more expensive, but you know, these people tend to not put enough for it. So even if you feel like 40 quid, for example, right? I don't know the prices of handmade blankets, okay? Because I'm making them on my own and they're okay. I want to say something nasty about myself here. Like, I could not even put more effort, but I could be better at this. But this is my kind of expression myself. And if that would be perfect, I'll be probably doing this for a life, but it's not. What only I can make it perfect is my stories, is being an author, is being a writer. And that's what I do the best. But I believe I do teach people something. I give them the good knowledge. I give them the good word. I give them the different point of view, I think. It's just more like a snappy. But I do like ask people questions. So, for example, now I would like to ask you a question that you should answer yourself. If you struggle with your life and you don't know where you're going, you don't know what's going to happen, or you have a plan, by this kind of dodgy plan, don't worry. I know how it's ridiculous it sounds, but trust yourself. There's no one other out there to trust. No one better will tell you. If you not believe in this, what you're doing, and I do believe this is my way, this is my art, this is my heart, my soul, and everything in what I'm doing is going, I hope so, to much bigger purpose. I love what I'm doing. Even that will be doing these dishes, when I'm actually getting to these dishes, to my sink, I'm there to do my best. I'm not there to do 50-50, and many times I'm fed up. I do not have enough even negative or angry emotions or swearing at myself or being somehowly harsh to myself. It's not working on me. Like, I can't be harsh on myself. Usually it's okay. Polina, get the grip. Get the grip, Polina. That's what I'm talking to myself. And for me, it's enough to know, like, I'm going too far, okay? This is not anymore something that I'm going to be happy or proud about. Even as a stupid dishes, okay, as I'm saying. But I do much more. Dishes is just like a basic, because I know sometimes we focus so much on situations, feelings, emotions, people, work, or even someone's opinion, you know, which I do respect people and I do respect them opinion, but I do sometimes not understand why you're actually saying this, okay? If I could, you know, be nasty about the stuff in the life, what most is annoying me, I would say, it annoys me that people dump themselves and other people dump them as well. Like, it's no one there to say, hey, get your grip. Everyone is telling you how to live, what to do, what to believe, where to go, that the money doesn't give you happiness, but it's better, you know, to cry in a Range Rover than in a Renault. It's a cool to have, you know. I seen yesterday the lady, it was this advent calendar, and this is so popular in my side. In Poland, we used to, you know, have this, like, from 1st of December until this 24th, because this is kind of tradition, Catholic stuff, you know. It's very Catholic, because we like to believe, like, we need to cut ourselves from something to appreciate something after it. But believe me, this is just the not even the mindset. This is just the way of how religion affects us. Nothing against religion, because it helps so many people. And I'm happy, like, other people creating for another people, that they can find themselves in a hard time, in a good time, or whatever is needed. You don't have to sign yourself to anything in your life. You're free. You're free to make your choices. Of course, we all need to earn the money. So the big man world is hard for artistic people or the people like me. Like, I can pay for everything. I do not mind, you know. But then the earning point from my staff is just like, you know, I do dump myself because I do not understand why I need to earn on this. Why? That's why I choose, you know, the way how I'm working, how the company is working, and how I'm finding myself in everything what I'm doing, which is much more to come. I'll keep you updated in my podcast because, you know, this is the best way to just get to everyone. You know, and in the world, like, hey, hi, it's me, Coach P. As Taylor Swift was singing, it's me, I'm the problem, it's me. That's how I feel for many people. With my mindset, I feel like a UFO, okay? I feel like someone dumped me in the cabbage and my parents came there and was like, oh, what a nice, you know, a child in this cabbage, and just take me, right? They took me like this, how I was standing, and just adapt me to be a kind of humor. Because wherever I'm going, people think differently. People maybe more in the real life. Maybe some people even less. Some people maybe more, too much, much more than what they will expect in the problems, in a family life. Some people have got a problem of the health, which I wish you all, honestly, I wish you all the good health, you know. Take care of yourself. Take care of your the closest one. It's 13th of December when I'm recording this for you, and it's going tomorrow. On Wednesday, usually 11 a.m., that's the time to meet me in my podcast, Coach P. And I would say it's really important to open yourself for other people, especially the Christmas time coming. And I do believe not many people anymore forget about not only making the Christmas to make the Christmas. Oh my God, Christmas. No, I think the celebrations in general, they've been made to just sit, think a bit, spend your time with the family. If you're not a person that usually do this, then you should. I do celebrate Christmas only because of my kids, and in general, I've got the Christmas trauma, okay? I've got the Christmas trauma for years. As much as I'm a happy person, not always December was good for me. But from last 10 years, as an adult, I do enjoy the Christmas a lot because I have a kids. They're waiting for this. They're happy for it. And I'm sure if not my kids, I won't even celebrate the Christmas because it's not nothing traditional. It's just the Bible that I love. I don't know how many people read the Bible properly and how much someone was chancing this as a book, not only the law, morals, religion, believing. What is believing? I do believe in myself because many times in my life it was just me, Coach P, to just stand up for myself, stand up for someone other, and tell someone to not go this way. It's wrong. I know when people hurt themselves and sometimes no much that you can do, and you just need to suck it up and wait. Maybe that will change their minds, or you just need to walk away. You just need to accept things, situations, your health, your family, or people that you used to love, but they just take another turn. They kind of walk away, but they're still somewhere there. They're hanging. And I'm always saying to other people that being in the middle and hanging yourself in the middle is the worst what you can do. In my opinion, at least, and in my philosophy, my world, of course, you need to think. You need to spend some time to make a decision properly. I'm not sure that making decision out of the impulse and out of moment when you can actually hurt someone and someone might not expect this. You might jump on someone with your own opinion. What is your opinion? It doesn't need to be my opinion, which makes sense because we're all different. And the way how you explain yourself or give an opinion about is nothing wrong with this. We do joke. Sometimes in this life, how I'm feeling now, we cannot even make jokes because some people may feel offended. But then I'm sorry, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to talk about me. I've got many different backgrounds with my friends. I know so many people from different countries, but usually I'm going by the vibe. If you give me a good vibe and I know I can talk with you about anything, everything, and we can talk and no one will get offended, even if we're from totally different backgrounds, we still can agree on something, which makes more sense than just arguing over. You know, I've got many public people that I just don't like them, and when they popping on my feet, I just I'm sorry, I'm coughing. I think we're all choking with cold, and I would recommend you to just get up and go for a walk, put some warm clothes and walk your dog or your kids or yourself. It's really, really nice outside, and I do believe like frozen circumstances are really, really good for the body, for fighting the bacteria. You know, that's what we freeze stuff, and we do quite a lot in the cold. Even outside, when you're going outside and you're moving, you're still fine. The worst is when you're actually sitting or not moving much, then there's when the cold is coming. But I don't have to worry about this. I've got anxiety, so my own warmness, sweatness, and whatever it is in there in my body, it's warming me up. I do tempt to get cold only when I'm doing too much. Usually when I'm writing my books, my stories, that's the moment when I'm getting cold. It's like a cold shower. Like, you know, I kind of feel free that I let this all out. What more I could tell you by my own life, by my own thoughts, and by the place in my heart that I'm feeding. I'm calling this my soul is my heart, you know, as Mother Talking was singing, you're my heart, you're my soul. I would like to tell you to never give up. I've got on my left wrist the tattoo. It says, never give up. I done this when I was 18. you can understand what kind of rebel as I was for my parents and for whole my childhood. As you know, I was my parents will say like I was naughty. I was, you know, I couldn't get control, and the way how I was, it's still me. Unfortunately, I'm just saying always, you know, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but it's still me. I didn't change. I didn't lose my attitude. I might be nice because I always been nice person. I always been 100% honest, and it was many times taken in the wrong way. Like, I mean, to hurt someone by being honest, but I do give people a lot of chances to explain themselves and tell me what we're standing on, or to do something to improve them life. I believe like I'm like a little engine that just likes to work. As much as I hate working in a teamwork, that we're all doing different stuff. This is already teamwork for me, you know, when we put the tasks for the people, because that's how we're working with the podcast and with the workouts, or just with my blog and my books. I've got a super duper covers, and that Rue 24/7 is doing for me as well, very talented. And I wish my books will be so popular and people will finally see how good author I am. And I'm not gonna like, I'm not gonna stay quiet about this, because I do really can make people life better by just reading or listening to me. But I would love to have some support from people wherever around the world. If you, I don't know, fancy to get some controversy out and see my art and hear me out in my books, let me know, send me an email, coachp.yourpt@gmail.com. please find me on social media, as I'm always saying, like my Coach P, like it, share it, subscribe it, people, please. I will do the same for you. I'm always, you know, I got like 5 books today. I went to the shop, to Weatherstones, and I just got the 5 books for my kids, because they love books as well. And that's how I'm supporting other people. And I wish you support other people as well, because in the end of the day, you're going to die on your own, and you're not going to take all this money to your coffin, okay? But if you want, hire me to write you the funeral. I love to write the funeral speeches. Yes, if you want to hire me, and I will, you know, write the stuff, and I can even read this for. I've got the big. I'm not shy, so if you need someone, you know, and you want to hire someone really good who will write a good text, for some occasion. Doesn't need to be funeral, do you know what I mean? Funerals tend to be sad, and, you know, I would like to bring some brightness to them. So if people are open enough to get the joke and get the good word and actually be happy that someone crossed this line, that everything the best in their life to die peacefully, whatever is fucking after it, okay? That is a heaven or is hell or whatever you people believe, or is nothing, or we're souls. Whatever way you found for yourself, it's the right way. No one can make you to go other way. No one can make you to change. Otherwise, you want to change it. If you're happy with your beliefs, if you're happy with your religion, if you're happy with your friends, family, your career, and if you feel it, just keep going. You never know when life's going to bring you. But if you're stuck somewhere and you want to move, and if you can't find nothing new for yourself because you burn yourself, and I think when you burn out, nothing new that you can do. I'm thinking like throwing yourself in a totally new hobby or new lifestyle is not this what you could do. At least it doesn't work for me. Maybe it work for you. You never know. Try it. As I said, do you not try it, you won't know. My mom always was saying to me, because I was asking her too many questions, as she said. She said to me, like, my mouth never shush. And then that's kind of true, but I learn how to keep them quiet. But I think that moved me more to actually being an artist, being inside of myself and just producing myself in books. I feel free there. That's my way of being free and saying everything what I can. So the podcast, because who's going to judge me? Do you have anything better to say? Make your podcast. I will listen to you. I love podcasts. But find the hobby, activity, what you want to do as a little child. Maybe you were 5, maybe you were 6. Listen, it's never too late to do this. Because it's not like my knitting, cooking, you know, doing the blankets that I just forgot how to do it. But I've never exercised this for a long time. And usually it was basic anyway. I've never went farther. But from the other side, it's not something that I want to do. But I know I can write. And I love it. And I enjoy it. So you need to find the same in you. Maybe you used to like to dance. Go get the dancing lessons or just start in your house. Now everything on the YouTube, everything is out there. It's just enough to log into your computer and here we go. Open. You don't even need the money for it because it's kind of for free, right? We do all pay for it. Be open. Don't say to yourself like, oh, I cannot do it. Oh, I've never done this. How it's going to be? Ask less question and do more. People talk too much and they do not do enough. If you exchange this and do 80% and 20% of talking and complaining and the stuff, you will see how your life change. What is the point to complain and see everything in the dark clouds when we all want the rainbow? What it was, it was. You know what I mean? Past is in the past. It's no point to dig this to make your life miserable. But if you can dig to your past, what you actually lost, when you lost this sparkle, when you lost this, what gives you this vibe of being big, loved, needed, happy, and you feel like you're giving much more from yourself than you could, but you want to. This is beautiful. This is beautiful when you stop just like this to let someone go because you want to keep this person safe on the road. So you stop to let them go. But then you cannot get angry if you stop and they don't feel enough safe to cross the street because you want one car that is stopping, but you don't know what about another side. Is another car going to stop? What if not? Then the person that is standing and waiting for them circumstances to be clear and safe, it's not a problem to not actually cross because you want them to cross the road. Do you know why the chicken crossed the road? To see his flatmate. And that's what was the joke, like my daughter tell me once. And I think it is super funny, but that's how it is. You don't want to, like, of course, someone be nice to you, but you not always have to take it and you not always have to give it. Some people would not like to take and some people don't like to give or some people don't like to share. This is okay. It's nothing bad about this to just don't take it. Don't take an opportunity. But the problem is if the opportunity is actually something that can move you forward. Crossing the road, okay, it's dangerous. But if something in your life is telling you, you know, you have any signs, you know, Lord, give me a sign, how was Tupac saying in his song, and we're still not getting it. I know I can write, and I always want to be, you know, next to J.K. Rowling, or, you know, bigger than J.K. Rowling, because, you know, she's not writing much. She did her money, and she sits there, which I'm like, if you had a talent like this, and the Harry Potter become such a big book, and that's been like at least 20 years, okay? I think at least 20 years, and she didn't push anything forward when Stephen King is making at least like every 3 months. I think he said 3 months it takes him to make one book. So he can make 4 books in a year. And then, you know, some people making just the money, cutting off the... And this is okay as well. But if you have a talent and you want to do it, like, I want to write till the end of my life. This is my choice, but this is my feeling. This is my karma, my dharma, my life purpose, soul purpose. God gave me the talent. Whatever you want to explain, that's how I've been born, and this is what I'm supposed to do, and I do believe this, and anything other in the world is not showing me other way. Other way is just cutting me off, like, sit here and write, you know what I mean? That's my life. I do go by the feeling, I do go by any rules of my creative mind, and that's how I do everything. Being creative and going by the feeling, because that's what pushed me forward. Without this, I won't be myself, I won't be happy, and I won't like my life to be miserable. Because I'm not this kind of person. As much nostalgic I am, as much people will say I'm lonely, no one knows you, no one knows me. Because the main thing is to stick to some basics, okay? What I think confuse people, of course, the word of money. Money are everywhere, money are everything. And believe me, I do struggle with the same. And sometimes, like, what even is happening? What even is happening? From where is this coming? I understand economy. That's why my situation is not that bad. But people who not feeling or understanding the economy, why are you doing to them? Why are you doing this? Like, as you have a choice to believe in God or do not believe in God or believe in Allah or be born in you know, to believe in crystals and energy, is so many different ways to belong to the community. Doesn't matter that we don't have any science about, you know, the other life. We just been born and we need to die, right? This is obvious, but what everyone is saying, and I do agree with this, like, we need to make a living. And it's very difficult to focus on living and being there, being out, when you need to, you know, fit yourself and the kids in the circumstances that you cannot control, but you know about them. You could learn about them as well. That's some people making a lot of money because they know economy or they know how to sell it, right? If you're not the seller type person, you need to find someone who will sell it, okay? You need to get in a partnership with someone who just... is talented because can sell everything. Unfortunately, I do not have the talent. I wish to be that open to sell things, but I'm an artist, you know. Just take it. It's just my thoughts. It doesn't cost me nothing. You can listen to me. Leave me a comment. This is nice, you know. Subscribe to me to hear me out more. But talking again back to economy, please, because I feel like I've never said it. What makes me angry? That the people don't understand, like, we're all in the same. So if you don't have enough money, you still don't have enough money. But if you have a lot of money, you might lost a lot of money. As I said, during the COVID, of course, poor people, people living, you know, on the lower income, couldn't afford to, you know, they lost their jobs as well. So many businesses have been shut. And then when you're living for minimum wage, it's not the problem when you have a problems and go and get some money from government. You know, I know this is just rubbish, and of course, but we should be grateful, like, government actually helps people in the situations when they lost the job or they ill and they have any issues or, I don't know, kids to grow, and they better, you know, stay in the house and grow them properly, because that's the mission. But it's not always like this, because if people have a businesses, they have a people that are working for them as well, and them own responsibility is to be responsible for these people. And as I was working during the COVID Tesco and Bathgate, I know there are many people finish like me because they lost the business. That was me as well, which, you know, I had the business and I couldn't just do it because they closed everything. The people closed themselves in houses, and just from the day to the day, I've been just left from, I've just left with nothing. I just knew, like, tomorrow I'm not going to work, and how I'm going to adapt myself to the situations. Like, I still need to pay the bills and COVID, but what are we going to do now? Something what gives me the stability. So other people finish like this as well, with massive money. And in Tesco, we even have, not even like PTs, we have graphic designers. We have people that I have them own restaurants, gyms. The people, normal people, they couldn't co-op. Even they have so much money, they have a stable business, you know. They hired the people, and it's just been like someone came and just like cut it off. But that's, you know, that's the life. These people know that they made it once. They need to get up and do it again. Like, everything is temporary. You made a plan, then stick with it, and you know where you're going. But some people don't have enough courage in themselves. But plus, it's not easy. It takes so much time. It is time consuming. But if you enjoy something what you're doing, this is not actually the time that you spent on the project. Yes, yes, it is. Dear my people, talking here so long about economy, I want to leave you, because I need to tell you, if it's about political and economical, as much ecological, I can talk, I can make many talks, fitness talks. That was really nice to talk to you today about anything what bothers me, how to deal with the life, and give you a little bit of myself in this beautiful wintry day. I want to, as usual, in the end of my podcast, I want to give you some song. And today the song is going to be, I know, because it's like reverse your mindset with Coach P, I want to put Imagine All the People from John Lennon. I don't know, but I really like this song, and I think it's cute. And that's how I wish we all will be happy, and do not think how the square and real world is working. Thank you so much for today. Enjoy John Lennon. If you don't want to, skip it. But I'm telling you, it's a good vibes from the man. Thank you so much for today. That was me, Coach B, and reverse your mindset. I will talk to you in the next episode. Stay tuned. Bye.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky.
Say